Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It's nice and bright today. That feels good, but the temperature doesn't feel so great. This is Chicago's Afternoon News. I'm Lisa Dent. Steve Bertrand is with me. Plainfield School District is taking an emergency day off tomorrow. They made the announcement today saying logistical transportation issues, staffing issues. Thornton Township School District is going to shift to remote learning on January 12th, all due to the surge in COVID. And of course, here in the city of Chicago, we have our own issues. Attorney Bert Odelson is on the phone, but first, this is what the mayor had to say.
We want our students and our teachers and our staff back on Friday. Anybody who does that will be paid. Anybody who shows up for our kids and honors their commitment and obligation, we will welcome them with open arms. But those who do not, we will not pay. We will not pay you for an unlawful, unilateral strike. We will not pay you to abandon your post and your children at a time when they and their families need us most. It will not happen on my watch.
So at this point, it becomes a legal issue. This is Chicago's Afternoon News. Steve Bertrand is here, and we need to say hello to Attorney Bert Odelson. Bert, how are you today?
Fine. How are you? Welcome aboard. Say hi to Steve for me.
He's right here. You say hi.
You can't escape, Bert.
Hey, Steve.
Not that easy.
You should be in Florida. It's cold out here. Come on, Steve.
I'm just back, Bert. So how about this? And now, the teachers' union says they're being locked out. Do they have any kind of a case?
Zero. It's a wildcat strike. Probably haven't heard that term in a number of years, but it's a wildcat strike. It's an unfair labor practice. And if they were at one of the school districts I represented, I'd advise the board to fire them. They've abandoned their job. And job abandonment is a reason to dismiss an employee, whether it be a teacher or a custodian. And that's what it is. It's job abandonment. And it's absurd. To tell you the truth.
So, Bert, you represent several suburban school boards, so this is right up your alley. Does this become an issue that only gets resolved in court, or do you think that sensible heads will prevail, or ideas, and that the kids will be back in school tomorrow? How do you see this ending?
Well, Chicago is a different, the Chicago Teachers Union is a different animal from the unions that represent the high schools and elementary districts that I represent. They by their actions today and by their actions in the past, they're controlling the destiny of the kids and the parents. Not the school board, not the superintendent, not the mayor. It's the tail is wagging the dog here, and it's an unfair labor practice. They can't do this.
Bert, talk about that a little bit, because we were talking to the superintendent in Elgin earlier this week, too. So is it that the city doesn't have control of the union, or that the Chicago Teachers Union has become sort of this extracurricular power player or political player that goes beyond just representing teachers?
Yeah, you hit it. They have become the mayor, the school board, and the superintendent all in one. I mean, Steve, you and Lisa, I don't think you can call in to WGN and say, you know what, it's too cold out today, I'm going to stay home, but pay me. Would you pay me and have a good day? Can't do that. And they're doing this to 300,000 kids. This does not happen in our other elementary or high school districts throughout the state. The school boards, superintendents, make a decision as to what's best for their school district based on the advice of the medical advisor. In this case, Dr. Arwadi is the public health commissioner. She makes the call. If she says it's safe to go in, you got to go in. Now there's a remedy here, and people are ignoring it for some reason, but if a teacher who belongs to a union doesn't like the way the contract is being administered, you know what you do? You file a grievance. There's a procedure. You file a grievance, and you have the grievance heard by an arbitrator. And the arbitrator decides whether you're right or you're wrong. But they took it upon themselves to take control and impact 300,000 kids.
Well, I think, Bert, they would counter that argument by saying that this was a safety issue, and so there was some urgency in it, that they couldn't wait for an arbitration hearing. How would you answer to that?
Who's the expert? Sharkey? Do you trust him, or do you trust Dr. Allison Arwadi?
Well,
as far as whether there's emergency now?
I know teachers are telling us that they want more PPE, they need more rigorous testing, and is Arwadi in each of those individual schools checking it out? Probably not. So that's why I think the mayor said, let's do it school by school. Let's treat this as a surgery and tend to those schools that need the attention.
And there's a process for that, and I agree with that. There's a process. If they need more masks or they need more kits, then they should get more kits. But to shut down the whole system, it causes almost a panic. And even I've gotten emails from parents in Chicago say, can you help us? Can you do anything? And you know, if this was one of my districts, I would have been in court asking for injunctive relief.
We're talking to labor attorney Bert Odelson, and it's all about the CTU and CPS. 630 just said if you fire them, then they have no teachers. Then what?
You wouldn't have to. Well, good answer. You wouldn't have to fire them. The threat of firing them would bring almost all of them back. I mean, no one wants to lose their job, especially you know, a teacher who is supposed to be and are dedicated to their students and to the teaching profession. They're not going to have to go the route of trying to go to court and get their job back. But you know, you got to have some remedy here, and the remedy is if you don't come to your job, you don't get paid, and you get fired. You abandon your job. And that's what they did.
And if you are a member of the union and you cross the line and you don't stand in line with the union, what happens then?
You get looked at sideways. You get ridiculed. And I do know teachers who did cross the line. There was about 10% of the teaching population did go to their schools yesterday and tried to teach. And whether, you know, they couldn't teach because there was no kids, but about 10% did show up.
So what do you think is happening at the table this afternoon?
Well, seeing that I used to represent the Chicago Teachers Union years ago when Marilyn Stewart was the president, and we had a working relationship with CPS, I am thinking that it's a lot of dialogue, and CPS is not going to get anywhere until the teachers union gets exactly what they want and they can declare a victory.
So
that's how it's all postured now.
But Bert, it's not. So they would go back to class after an agreement, right? Not after the mitigation procedures were
Correct.
Put in place. I mean, they're not going to wait until everything is fixed.
No. They're going to get what they want, pound their chests, and say that they're protecting themselves and they're protecting the students. That's exactly what's going to happen. It won't last much longer. I don't know why. And the mayor has spoken out very very eloquently, but I think the action should have been to go to court and ask the court to stop them from walking out in what I call a wildcat strike.
Well, thank you for joining us, Bert Odelson, who is a labor attorney. We appreciate talking with you and getting your perspective this afternoon.
Thanks. Bye, Steve.
Bye-bye, Bert.
Take care.
Steve's got the news coming up next.